Do you know a high schooler who is a natural leader and loves to give back to their community? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Student Visionaries of the Year program might be the perfect opportunity. Forming strong teams to support them, Student Visionaries of the Year candidates fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This 7-week philanthropic leadership development program helps students gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Not to mention, it looks great on college applications. But most importantly, it's a chance for students to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It's Sunday, January 3rd. And yeah, I'm getting right into this. I want to just bang these episodes out with your voices on the air with me. If you'd like to join us, send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. askjill@jillonmoney.com. That's what John did. He is in Houston. And what can we do for you today, John?
Hi, Jill. So I'm looking at how to protect myself from taxes in retirement. So I'm evaluating either a Roth 401k or a indexed life insurance that I can take loans from. And okay. So I'm not sure which way to go.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about you and a little just about your family and what's going on.
Sure. So our income's about 350k. My wife's a teacher, and we've recently paid off our house, so we're totally debt-free. We have one child, and we have some money, about 60K and 529s. And then in terms of other investments, we have 401Ks and 413Bs of around 265. We have a Roth IRA with about 75K, another IRA with about 40K in it, 52 in robo-advisors, and then like about 180 in equity investments.
Great. That sounds fantastic. So it sounds like you're actually doing a really good job of putting money away. Obviously, 350 grand a year is a lot of money, so I don't want to say that that's nothing, but that is a good chunk of money, but you're also doing a good job of saving. So right now, what would you guess is your ability to save? I presume that you're maxing out your retirement account. Your wife is also maxing out to the extent she can. How much do you figure you're putting away on an annual basis in your various investment vehicles?
So she's also part of a, you know, a state-sponsored annuity as a teacher. So we do about a third in taxes. We try to do about a third in investments, and then we live off the last third.
Great. That's fantastic. So you think you're putting away like 100 grand a year? Well, let's say after tax, maybe 75 grand a year?
A little more than that. Around 80, 85 to 90 is is the combo.
Now, tell me one thing. How old are you? We didn't get to that.
I'm 44.
Yep.
And my wife is, she's 53.
Oh, that's very good, because on an actuarial basis, you're going to be perfect. You'll die the exact same day. It'll be great.
That's right.
I'm nicely planned. Well done. So what's the game plan in terms of your retirement? What are you thinking about?
Well, we think we'd like to retire early, but, we want to make sure the money works out. I know she'll retire before I do, and we have this kind of unique combination with her age where we can start to pull from her 403B and her IRA even before I retire. So there's a little bit to play with there of when we'll be forced to take distributions for her as compared to me and when I retire, and when we can take money out of other investments that we have.
And you asked about a Roth 401k. So what is the current plan that you have through work? Do you have using a traditional 401k right now?
Yep. So I have a really nice 401k plan, lots of options. So we max that out, and then I have an opportunity to start contributing to a Roth 401k.
So I love this idea for you. And I'm going to tell you why. Because obviously, as you know, the rules preclude you from contributing to a new Roth IRA because you make too much money.
Right.
So the cool thing about the Roth 401k is there's no income test. That's huge for someone like you. And I love the idea that, you know, you get to put this money away. And, you know, look, you're still pretty young. So putting this money away today and knowing what your tax liability is going to be and already having a bunch of money that's tax deferred is actually really a strong case for using the Roth 401k versus an indexed annuity or even life insurance. Because my fear on getting involved with any of these indexed insurance products is that they're expensive. Whereas your Roth 401k, I don't know what the investment choices inside of that plan are, but I bet you it's going to be far cheaper than the net cost to you in any life insurance product like an annuity or some sort of indexed-based life insurance policy.
Yeah, that makes sense in terms of lower fees for the actual funds themselves versus paying for, like, the life insurance.
Yeah. I mean, look, chances are, as I'm looking at your, I'm trying to, like, get a ballpark for where you are right now, right? So if I think you gave me was something like, I don't know, $600,000-$700,000. Is that you've saved? Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. So, I mean, if you have $700,000 right now, and you then are able to sock away more money. And if you get maxed out on the Roth 401k, just keep putting into your non-retirement accounts. Just make those, you know, like the slush fund accounts. That's fine. I far prefer that to any sort of life insurance product that's going to be so much more expensive. I mean, even if you look at the cost of, say, index funds or a robo-advisor next to an insurance product, it's crazy. It's like with the insurance world, you start digging a hole and you start the year off at like minus 2%. And then you got to go from there. Whereas the alternative is, hey, it's less than 0.25% a year. I far prefer that. And I think you'll have plenty of control, not as many nasty rules about how to get the money in, out. I like your game plan right now. And I like the idea of using the Roth 401k to get that money into a retirement vehicle that essentially is going to grow tax-free until you decide when you want to pull it out. If you'd like to join us and come on the air, ask your financial question, it's so easy. Just send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com, askjill@jillonmoney.com. Okay, have a great day, and as always, wash your hands, wear your masks, maintain your physical distancing, and put your hands metaphorically on someone's back today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.